got a clock going. You're going to want to write down all the times I cough. That's going to happen. Because I had a relapse on my coughing today.
Yeah, no good.
It is what it is. It's better than bronchitis. So, sorry everybody, we've been gone for a long time. Happy Pi Day!
Yeah!
Bah, 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 bah. It's pie.
Did y'all actually do anything?
Last year at the company, we had a day where we all made pie, like a group of people made pies, brought them in, there was a contest, blah, 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 blah. I didn't win, it was rigged, but no, it was fine. The other pies were actually pretty good too.
Yeah.
And then...
Was it on taste or was it on
It was look? Taste and everything, I don't know. I didn't judge. I just set gotcha. A pie, I put a pie down and left.
Fair. Yeah.
I had work to do. And then I think I took third or whatever, which is fine.
One of our other friends, I don't remember what company she works for, she'd been posting hers. Apparently she won.
Nice. But this year, the company decided to monetize, well, the cafe decided to monetize it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, so they were selling pies downstairs in our cafe, and I was like, all right, that's fine. Now I understand why we didn't do...
An actual thing?
An actual pie day. We offended people.
Yeah. Be like, no, we're just going to sell pies.
We offended capitalism.
Pretty much. We're like, no, we'll just make the pies and sell them, because we don't want them to be full on
right.
pies.
Right, and I was, I like, this year I wasn't going to make one anyway. I was like, I'm really busy, had the flu. And then my mom texted me, he's like, are you guys doing anything for pie day? I was like, I don't think so. And so my mom went and bought pies from, like, Publix and stuff. And so I took them in, everybody loved them. So thank you, Mama.
Bleep.
They're gonna have to fix that.
Oh. You just said Mama.
Bleep.
It doesn't matter.
That's true.
We know your last name.
Do we know my last name?
Do we know our last names? I don't know if
I don't think we know our last names. Michael last name.
Yeah, okay. I honestly don't know if we know each other's last names on this.
I mean, I know your last name and you know my last name. I don't think everybody should know our last names. But that's me. That's okay.
I agree. I don't think we ever have either.
Yeah. So, last name here. And so I brought the pies. Everybody's like, yay. And then I noticed, and she didn't notice when she bought them, that the little pies of Publix were $3.14.
That's a lot. Oh, I see what you're saying. But still, a little pie?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's a four-person pie.
But, oh, a four-person
pie. Yeah, a four-person pie, not a slice of a
she
pie.
She didn't realize how much they were?
Well, right, yeah, because and it was like, oh, that's cute and funny and intentional and probably, you know, 50 cents more than what they were,
probably,
but
probably a dollar more than what they were,
yeah, potentially, hypothetically speaking.
Was that before or after tax?
Before.
Oh, see,
yeah,
they charged.
The label said 3.14.
Yeah,
yeah.
It would have been a really deep cut had they marked it for 2-something, so when they added tax, it was 3.14.
What would for? That would have been smart of Publix. No.
Yeah. Because that would have been harder to catch on to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
I bought the adult time of this podcast. I bought an electric mower.
Okay.
Tried it out today.
My brother-in-law has one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to take some getting used to because...
It's quiet.
They're quiet. It's got a lot more horsepower because it has like the assist self-propelled.
Do you not have a self-propelled mower anymore?
We do.
Okay.
But it's not like, as I said, it's got more horsepower and you can adjust the speed at which the things are turning. So I haven't found a good speed yet. It's either going too slow or I'm like running.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to walk fast.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to do the thing. And then the turning radius thing is shit.
Really?
You can't really, if it's going forward.
Yeah.
All this,
so it's always going forward? You can't turn that
you
off?
You can turn
you
it off.
You can't let go? And...
Yeah, you can let go.
Okay.
But at the same point, if you're trying to go backwards, one of those, it's like.
Yeah, I just let go. I actually broke on mine and Tony's first mower, the pull assist. Because I was doing the backyard and just, yeah.
How can you break it?
I don't know, man. I did, though. I broke it. We did not have a power assist mower for like 5 years.
See,
and then I mowed the backyard.
Yeah. I think the problem with the power assist is if you don't have it engaged, it's even harder to push.
It can be, absolutely.
It's just like, yeah. It's a catch-22 there of like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then pulling it backwards is just, it needs to like release.
Why? I don't understand. Riddle me this. Why does a lawnmower work better pulling it backwards?
I assume it's because of the blade rotation. Okay, so here's
right, now, but am I not wrong? It's every lawnmower I've ever had always has worked better going backwards.
But you've gone forwards first. So what you've done there is you've pushed
not
the grass.
Always.
Okay.
Not always.
Maybe you're going against the grain of the grass. I don't know.
I don't know. I do like the front yard at the old house. I'd go forward and then backwards. That's how I would mow it. Or yeah. Would go, especially so I didn't put cuts into the neighbor's yard back when she was a she-witch. Yeah. I would mow with the cuts coming in, and I would have to mow backwards the whole way. So the first four or five stripes would be pure backwards the whole time.
I think it's because of the rotation of the blade, and you're going in a reverse motion, I suppose. That's my theory. The other theory is, like, yeah, you're going forward with it first, and then you're going back because you've laid the grass down, and then you're coming up opposite way, and it's doing that way. But, I don't know. I
couldn't tell you why it works that way.
But you can't do it with power assist because it fights you going backwards.
The whole time.
It just needs to, like, disengage and just be a free will.
Yeah, but they don't because you've got that geared axle in there.
So,
or axle. Anyway.
So, yeah. It's I got the DeWalt brand, not sponsored, but so I don't know which one's actually good or bad. I don't know.
Now it would have been more impressive if you had gotten the robot one.
Just let it do it by itself.
Yeah,
the Roomba version.
That would have been more impressive.
I don't know. I don't think our yard is set up for that. I think you have to have a pretty.
Yeah, you got that patch in there.
The patch, and then the.
I mean, you can set
unlevel.
It.
Unlevel.
Yeah, well, unlevel is not a problem because you've seen near the back of my parents' house, ish. Probably it's kind of hill type thing, but their neighbor has one in their backyard all the time.
I don't know. Then you got dog poop.
That he also has dogs.
Oh, he probably has big dogs too.
No.
Oh, he doesn't? Mm-mm. Okay. Big dog and dog poop. I don't think
looks
that
like
would
an
Ugnaught. A what?
It looks like an Ugnaught.
I don't know.
The face of the dog looks like an Ugnaught. So I don't know. Type it in, and I'm sure.
Ugnaught?
From Star Wars.
Oh. I still don't even know what that means.
The pig face. The
dog
has a pig face.
Yeah, okay. So it's a pug then?
Probably. Let me see what you.
I mean, yeah, that's what an Ugnaught looks like. Kind of like a pug.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Puggy pig face.
Yeah, pig face dog.
I don't know. So yeah, I mowed this morning and then I don't know. It did catch some grass because I think this motor has a sensor to see how thick the grass is because when you hit a thick patch, it revs up to cut it.
It's getting too smart, man.
They really are.
It's too smart.
They really are. The only reason I wanted this one is because the one that her dad got her years ago, like every year you have to literally take it apart just to clean it to get it ready and starting.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have to take out, you have to clean the spark plugs, take out the oil, take out the old gas. I'm like, when I, back in my day, when I was a kid and having to mow the lawn, I didn't do any of that shit. So when I was like, hey, you have to like clean it, I'm like, what the hell do you mean?
Yeah.
Our mower was literally outside year round under a
awning thing.
Not even just a small one, so you could just put the motor under it. The thing, the handlebars was sticking out the whole time.
Yeah.
And all you did was you did this, you put in new gas or whatever, and you primed it. Like you hit the button to prime the engine, and then you just pulled the cord and it started.
Yeah.
So having to do all this other maintenance to a lawnmower, I'm like, So I got an electric one, so all I have to do is have charged batteries. That's all I gotta do is put in a battery
and go.
And go. So, and it folds up too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yes, that's my rant on lawnmowers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Scratchy old man.
Yep, we are. We're there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Almost at the top of the hill, apparently. It's this year.
I know, man. I know. It's crazy.
But, yeah.
Forte.
Did you actually watch Indiana Jones?
I did.
Okay. I mean, granted, it's been 3 weeks.
It has been a couple weeks.
I don't know if I remember a lot of it.
It was very forgettable.
But it was... did you notice how they got rid of a character?
Better than the Crystal Skull.
But did you see how they got rid of that character?
Oh, yeah.
They killed his son off.
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted Shia LaBeouf to be the next Indiana Jones.
Right.
So they killed, killed
his character. Nobody wants the lady either.
I don't care. I mean, I honestly almost wished he would have stayed in the past. Thought that was a weird...
it was a weird angle.
It was a weird angle of technically it was never meant to go travel through time. It was just meant to always come back in time to that spot.
Yeah.
Which, once again, getting into time travel, it's a higgledy-piggledy. But, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was dumb and entertaining.
I feel like there was one chase too many.
There was a lot of chases.
It was like all chase.
Did they ever did they ever go into why that guy was still alive? I don't think they did.
No,
they?
No.
Like, they never explained
why the baddie was alive.
Why the baddie was alive and didn't age.
Right, yeah, no. Yeah. No.
Like, he's like, I mean, remember you. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, you looked a lot like a guy I killed.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that was it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Was it because he might have...
Not Nazi magic. I don't know.
Or the Holy Grail. Like, the only people that... Here's my other problem with the Indiana Jones character is the fact that he drank from the Holy Grail.
Correct.
He drank from the Holy Grail. There was no reason that he was about to die from the bullet wound.
Right. Well, it didn't... The knights in The Last Crusade could attest to, he continually drank from it.
Did he?
Yeah. Its power wasn't forever.
It gave you eternal life.
Yeah, if you drank from it forever. That's not
the stipulation.
The knight was just about dead, too.
I mean, he was aging.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think he drank from it every day or like all the time. I think he drank from it once.
Because
if that was the case, like, I don't think... Because he gave it to Papa Indy.
Yeah.
And then poured it on his wound to heal his wound.
Yeah.
So, I don't... Maybe. You might be closer to right.
I think you'd have to, like, continually drink from it. I'm not saying that every day, but I mean, unless you don't want to age every day.
Maybe. But I don't know. I think the other guy should have gone on the adventure as well. His sidekick dude.
Oh, yeah. That would have been fun.
I think that would have been better
than
what was going on. But,
I mean, it was an enjoyable Indiana Jones movie that was trying to
better than the Crystal Skull.
Trying to hit all of its high points in the same movie. And they're like high points across three movies, and they're trying to hit them all in one. So I
don't remember how it actually ended. I know it ended with him on the couch and waking up, you know.
Yeah, with his wife back.
Yeah.
And they went to go get ice cream. Him and Marion stayed in the apartment, and they tried to zoom in on the hat.
That's right.
And then he, like, just grabbed the hat. And that was it.
Yeah.
Like, it zoomed in on the hat and went to black and came back. He grabbed the hat and was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know where they're going to go. Yeah, but it was definitely better than Crystal Skull.
Yes.
Better CGI.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at the beginning. It actually made him look young.
It did.
I think
they did a good job with that.
I assumed they used the CGI
he
as...
He should have died there, too, at the beginning of that movie, being hung and being pulled down by the... the beam and all that stuff. It was like, oh my god. But
yeah, there was a
that was a little over the top, but yeah. But I mean, Indiana Jones, I don't actually remember Indiana Jones being that over the top with his escapes.
Mm. Well, because they didn't have that kind of stunt work and technology then.
True.
So yeah, but yeah, it was fine. I don't understand who that guy was supposed to be, because he was a Nazi, because he wasn't Von Braun.
No, but he was supposed to be Von Braun-esque.
Yeah, because yeah. Huntsville, Alabama. I'm not going back to Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah. And he helped put the rocket into space. But yeah. He wasn't Von Braun.
Yeah.
He was just some Nazi living forever guy.
Yeah, other Nazi. So.
Yeah, I think that was... Anyway. Trying to think of what else is out there. They're coming out with another Ghostbuster movie?
Yeah, Frozen Kingdom or whatever.
I haven't watched any of them since the actual
the real Ghostbusters. So they had the real Ghostbusters, and then they had
the Lady Ghostbusters, which tanked horribly.
Yep, and then
they had one, and then this is the second to that one.
Yes, and that one is the new Ghostbusters movie is supposed to be on the same timeline and path as the other ones, just skipping the same. Like, oh, it's been 30 years, yeah. Next gen.
And that was just kids-ish with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And now this next one is, Frozen Empire, which I don't... This one actually they both kind of looked good. I just haven't seen them.
And I've heard nothing but good things from the first one.
Yeah.
So.
Sucks about the lady ones, but they made it too much of a farce.
Yeah.
If they hadn't made it a farce...
They made it into not a scary movie version of Ghostbusters. It's like, all right, fair enough, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, they're coming out, or it's already out, or I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's out. It's coming out. And then I haven't seen any movies this year.
I mean, I haven't gone to the movie theater to watch a movie.
Yeah, but I've heard Dune is a movie. Dune 2 is a movie.
Yeah, yeah. We probably just wait for it to come out on Max.
Yep, and watch it that way.
I think Jessica wanted to go see it in the theater, but at the same time, I'm just like, I like being able to pause.
Yeah, get up and walk away.
And grab a drink or something else like that.
Mm-hmm. Come back later.
Whatever. Or yeah, you've got to stop the movie. Because we watched Wonka last night.
Oh.
It was actually pretty decent.
It was okay. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
It was a musical.
Yeah, it was a musical. Whatever.
I mean, you knew it was going to be.
I don't
know why that surprised people.
I guess they're trying to change the origins of the Oompa Loompas.
To take it away from its a rare tribe from somewhere?
No, it's still a tribe. Or it's still... It's still
aliens now?
No, it's just a nation. Because they're in a magical land anyway.
Yeah.
They're a tribe... Of they looked the garb that they have makes them look like the Spanish military in their like dressy suits.
You're talking
like they have the multicolored suits and then the tall hats type thing.
Yeah,
and then like the pole arms
style.
They kind of made them look like that, dress wise. So, you don't care.
I don't.
They don't, because it's not, it's just like a subplot to explain why they're there. It's not like it's like ruining the movie or anything. Mm-hmm. But Wonka goes to the island, steals their cocoa beans. He doesn't know that there's anybody there. He just stumbles like, holy crap, look at these cocoa beans. And he stole them because he didn't know they were actually somebody's.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh God, what's his name? The actor that played the Oompa Loompa.
What is his name?
The British dude. Crap. Wonka cast. Hugh Grant.
Yes.
So Hugh Grant was the guy who was supposedly guarding the the cocoa beans, but he fell asleep behind the tree. Mm-hmm. And when the other guards found him, they, like, exiled him to go, like, the law of Oompa Loompas is we take back a thousandfold. Mm. So he stole 4 cocoa beans.
So he needs a thousand.
So Hugh Grant is stealing
4,000.
4,000 candies from Willie. Mm-hmm. And so as he's making them, Hugh Grant's sporadically stealing them throughout his whole, like, life career thing in the middle of the night.
Okay.
As he's sleeping. So he finally gets caught. And that's where that whole explanation happens and et cetera, et cetera. So, he's introduced that way, but he's still not cast. He's not like helping them or anything like that. He's just like, I'm coming for my candy. And so he's in and out sporadically throughout the movie. But yeah, it was a movie. It was good. It's got your enemies who are the other chocolate makers.
Yeah.
They're the main bad guys of the thing. And you've got, what's his name?
Oh, Keenan.
Keenan. Is it Keenan? I always forget.
Yeah, because it's
Keenan Michael Keegan.
Keegan.
Keegan Michael Key.
Yes. So, Key from Key and Peele.
Yeah. He's the cop who's like, you know, obsessed with chocolate, so... They're paying him off.
Yeah, to run Wonka out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just ran across an interesting article that may be utter garbage.
Go for it.
It says there's a potential that Henry Cavill is going to appear in Deadpool and Wolverine
as Superman,
as a variant of Wolverine.
Are they trying to be like, hey...
They're doing a lot of multiverse stuff.
Well, are they also trying to, like, introduce Harry Cavill as, here's the torch of Wolverine?
Maybe. I don't believe this, but that is definitely interesting.
Yeah. I could...
I mean, I could see it, but I don't see it.
I don't know. He's too tall.
Right. Granted, especially for Wolverine, but they could fix that.
Yeah, but also, his name has left my head. The original Wolverine.
Oh, Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman. Like, he's also kind of tall, too, so.
Yeah.
I think they should have kept Wolverine a short guy, because that's literally what they point out in the comics the whole time. Shorty. I mean, I've seen people toss him, because he's like... Technically, he's our height.
Yeah.
But they try to make him shorter than that. But anyway.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. When is that supposed to come out?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I want to say like June-ish? May?
Deadpool and Wolverine. I thought almost had Werewolf. Yeah, or just go
Deadpool 3 and it should tell you.
Is this saying... July 26, 2024.
To July.
So close to certain events.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, that's after.
After you. Before me.
True story.
True story.
And then, I mean, it's Helldivers 2. It's, I guess...
Have you been playing it?
No, I need to. I gotta...
I ain't gotten it.
PlayStation... I don't have a PlayStation.
You have a PlayStation?
I don't have a PlayStation.
Oh. And is it only on PlayStation?
And computer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. PlayStation and computer. No Xbox.
Did we already talk about this?
I think so.
To an episode that hasn't come out.
Yep.
Mainly because there wasn't really much in there that episode.
Yeah, it was like, what, 20 minutes?
I don't know. Platforms. Held over to...
Yeah, no, it's...
Platforms.
Seems to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I mean, some people are pissed that you can't make a character, but they don't understand that that's the point of the game.
Yeah.
Is you're just a cog in a machine, mm-hmm. and when you die, they just... another person comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Battlefront.
Yeah.
When Battlefront was not shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Where you were just another stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper. Everybody going through. You had so many troops.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, And that's the only reason I think I would want to do it. And you can actually play it. Is it an MMO?
Kinda.
Or is it just you can play it single player?
You can and single play it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I know you can do co-op of up to four.
And you can play by yourself as well. It's a lot harder, or can be, but you're still contributing to the overall war effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we complete the missions to get certain things, to do other things or upgrade your stuff or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you complete the missions and get points and levels to basically buy better gear or things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it has a little bit of microtransaction-y, but it's not like heavily...
It's just cosmetic?
Not super in-depth microtransaction-y.
Yeah.
You're fighting the person who they call Joel, who is basically the dungeon master of the game. Okay. And like if they opened up an area and said, "All right, you guys gotta do this for your weekly blah 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 blah." Well, the Helldivers went screaming through that progression bar and liberated that planet, but the overall goal for the sector wasn't quite done, and as it was getting closer and closer to finishing, he said, "Have fun," and threw a whole bunch more people, bad guys, into it. The bad guy force got reinforced, and it like pushed them all the way back out.
So this game is still like an MMO in the fact that everybody playing is trying to achieve
one goal.
One goal.
Yep. Liberate the galaxy.
So it's not like. So if I jumped in now, there's going to be planets that have already been liberated.
Yes.
And I'm just jumping into the middle of us.
Pretty much wherever they are, they are right now.
I don't know if I like that. Because what, like at some point.
There's no real story.
Yeah. Well,
the story is the bugs. Is what you create, or the machines. Yeah,
because
there's
robots
too.
Okay.
Yeah, the story is whatever you create it to be.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're doing missions to try and, push managed democracy around.
Yeah. And yeah. Nobody really understands. Even when the writer Robert Hillam. The one that actually created Starship Troopers.
Oh, Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers. Starship Troopers book. Robert A. Heinlein was talking about fascism and all this. But everybody's like, "Yeah, kill the bugs!" And you're like,
That's not the point of the book.
Not the point.
The movie does a really good job of like satiring that aspect, the fascism aspect, like hiding it in the story.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the whole like, if you want to become a civilian.
Citizen.
You're a civilian, but if you want to become a citizen, you have to serve.
With the rights that come with that. Yeah.
Yeah, all the rights that would come to being a citizen and stuff like that. It was, very interesting. Yeah. I have the book. I tried to start reading it years ago, but I got sidetracked.
Yeah. I think I read part of it.
Hmm?
I think I read part of it. I think it was part of that required reading list for the Marine Corps.
Oh, what?
Not to join.
I would assume not.
Yeah. So there's, you have the, there's things you do in the Marine Corps to help boost your promotion numbers. One of those is to, read a book from the Commandant's reading list and write a report on it. And that's probably, I think, one of the ones I started reading and was like, "I am not writing a report on this." And
I'm surprised he would even have it in there, too, because unless he didn't even catch the whole satire of the military.
I don't know what's on the Commandant's list now, but Rifleman Dodd was on there. There's a bunch of books.
Yeah. Crazy. I just don't like those. Well, I mean, as I said, like there's certain types of books, like the war books or whatever. I just I liked the premise of Starship Troopers because it is a sci-fi fantasy type thing.
Yeah.
Like Ender's Game.
Ender's Game.
Ender's Game, the first one was amazing.
Yeah.
It's still the same kind of premise, but they kind of put more like bells and whistles on it. Mm-hmm. But have you tried to read any of the ones after that?
Oh, I have not tried to read any of the ones after that. Because they start talking about like the hegemony and
it's
his brothers like takes over everything. And it's like,
but it's more of a statement about the fascism stuff, like going hardcore, or not maybe not fascism, but any kind of regime type bullshit.
Yeah.
Mind wiping.
Yeah. I'm just like,
it's like, holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And that's probably why, you know, they haven't made any of the other books into movies.
Because it's, I don't know if you'd be able to. But they did make, like, 7 Starship Troopers.
Technically, yes.
Not and, technically, they have.
And to be fair, I went through and watched, like, this is the timeline of the movies. And I was like, oh my god, I've seen every live-action Starship Super movie. I was like, I cannot believe I've seen every live-action Starship Trooper movie.
You know when the last one was made?
2011.
Nope.
Live-action. I'm not talking the animated bullshits.
No, I'm talking, live-action.
12? 13?
2017.
17?
Starship Troopers, Traitor of Mars. I think this is live-action.
That's not live-action.
Is it not?
No.
Adult animated military. Oh, yeah. 2012 was Invasion, Starship Troopers Invasion.
That might have been the last live action one.
Maybe. It doesn't say animated. Because 2 was...
2 was rough. 2 was rough.
3 was just bad. Because 2 didn't have Rico.
Correct.
3, he came back.
4 had Rico in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Sky Marshal was, like, being controlled by the bug, the brain bug.
Oh, he was in, he did do, I guess, voice in Traitors of Mars, too.
Yes, so he did come back in
I thought there were more than this.
No, he came back in the 2 animated ones. No, there's, like, 5.
So, but yeah. But they dropped the numbers after 3. Because 4 was Starship Troopers Invasion. Then it was Starship Troopers Traitor of Mars. Mm. I did enjoy the Rico's Roughnecks.
Mm-hmm.
The animated series. That was great. That was like me getting ready for school and I would just sit there and eat my cereal and watch Rico's Roughnecks.
Watch fascism work and work with magic.
Yeah. It was nice. I gotta find those. I mean, this shit quality now.
But. Oh, yeah. But, oh, man. So good. So good.
So, yeah, I guess there was only 5.
Like I said, I started YouTube and, like, Helldiver videos, and then all of a sudden Starship Trooper stuff showed up in my feed.
Of course.
I was like, all righty, let's watch this. And I was like, I wonder how many movies I've seen. I was like, oh, my God, I've seen all of the live-action movies.
Yeah. They were not good.
No.
Past... 2 still had action in it. 3, I don't think, had any action.
No, it was...
I think it was literally just...
Jolene Blaylock from... She was in the 3rd one. She played T'Pol in Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, really?
I was like...
Yeah, that,
I was like, what are you... What is going on here?
Yeah, it was...
It's always funny to go back and watch something and be like, oh my god, you exploded at some point. How is this in your repertoire?
And after, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... no.
Or it's like, oh my god, all of this movie or show had all of these actors in it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it Ron only last Perlman's 2 seasons? Too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there was only 5, and one of them was... animated.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. At least that's what I'm seeing here. And then the TV show. I don't know how many seasons. Starship Troopers.
Rico's Roughnecks.
Come on. There's apparently a song.
Of course, there's a song.
Song by Basil Paul Duris. So,
of course, there's a song. Oh, that movie comes out on the 22nd. Frozen Empire does. That's crazy.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Roughnecks Starship Troopers Chronicles. That's why I wasn't able to find it. Complete campaign. How many did you do? That's the DVD cover. I don't care. Maybe. I'll have to find it later. Episode 5? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. No, I'm trying to think. We watched that. Haven't really been watching much else because we finished all of our other things. Haven't been really playing any of those kinds of games.
Yeah, I've been still slugging away at Baldur's Gate. Intermittently. Haven't turned it on really this week.
Yeah, because last week we were both down with the sickness.
Yeah, I still had to work.
I had the sickness, though.
Yeah, I still had to work.
From home, at least.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So, I think, what is it, Monday? I went home because I wasn't feeling, like, great, and then it was like...
I do find it really dumb that they've changed the parameters once again. Because, you know, it was, what, the very beginning, it was, just stay away.
From everybody for 14 days.
Unless you had to stay away even after... you had to test negative, and then you still had to stay away from everybody for like a week after testing negative. Or you had to test negative 2 days after, you know, making sure. And then they moved it to 5 days. Just 5 days.
Yeah.
Just, I don't care what your test says.
Yeah.
Just five days. Now it's go a day without a fever and you're good. Like, nothing about testing negative or anything like that. It's just, you have to have 24 hours without a fever.
I mean, it's turned into the flu.
Yeah.
Something similar to the flu. It's like,
well, the only reason I tested at all is because I was had chills. Like, it wasn't like a chill. It was kind of like it's hard to tell. Like, your whole body is kind of relaxed, but you're kind of like, doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, your body's tired.
Yeah.
But you're not tired. You're
like, I had a fever Wednesday, and it felt like my ears were on fucking fire. And it just started... like, just a dull ache and stuff in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then by like, 12 o'clock, it was down into my hamstrings and my, like, legs. Like, shoulders, back, legs. I was just like, oh. So I got home from work after a full day at work.
Yeah.
Tested, or took my temperature. I was like, I've got a temperature over 100. Made the appointment. I was like, I'm not coming in, guys. Going to go get checked. Went in, had the fever. They checked me for COVID and flu. They're like, you're negative.
Like, what the hell do I have?
I'm then? Like, cool. So
what?
What? And they said, well, we think you have the flu. So here's the meds for it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, at least you had the flu because you could still do things, I guess.
I mean, the worst I've felt is actually been from the flu before.
Mm-hmm.
But this was back in like 2014 or maybe 2013 or something like that. That one was rough. And even when I had symptoms with COVID, it was just a fever.
Yeah.
At that point, it was nothing else. Crazy. But it was a fever.
See, I had like I tested with that, and then I took my temperature the next day, and I had 99. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I was under. I was 96 pretty much
the whole time. The whole time. Yeah, so for 3 days with COVID, I was up in the 102s and 103s.
Really?
Yeah. Even like with like Tylenol and things like that, it was still 101. Like, it was, I was burning.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't. But this would have been the second time I've had COVID. And the first time... the first time I had the cold chills, but it was only for a day, and then I felt fine after that. Yeah. Like, no cough, no nothing. Like, I felt fine. That's why I never, like, tested after that.
Yeah.
or I never tested that time to begin with. And yeah. then she got it from me because we was just like, oh, sinuses or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And then she was knocked out on her ass.
Ugh.
Yeah. That. Like, she felt like shit. Mm. And I was like, oh, where'd you get it from?
Here's your soup.
Yeah.
Here's your soup.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Let's see what else I got. I know I had something else I was gonna walk in here with, and I don't
remember either.
Of course, you put a mic in front of me, and I'm like, "That mic I could fit there." Rooster Teeth.
Oh, that's right.
Rooster Teeth.
Dead. They have 90 days. They have 90 days to wrap up their shit. Like, it was apparently, from what I understand, it was an all hands meeting, yeah. and they're like, "Hey, we're getting shut down."
Yeah, I knew it was on life support, but oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Who knows what everybody's going to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've tried to catch a lot of their streamings to talk about it and see what they're going to do.
They're not going to talk about it.
Because they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They don't, like, most of them, I don't know, unless they're going to full-time stream.
Yeah.
Or try to build their own brand, which they should know how, like, hard that is now.
Right.
Because Rooster Teeth was, yeah, like you said, on life support for a long time. They probably had other things, like, what was it, when Joel was there, they were making commercials for mm-hmm. other people mm-hmm. behind the scenes and stuff?
I mean, Jack was a, he wrote articles.
But a lot of them weren't even there to begin with. Like,
yeah.
Michael, Trevor,
Gavin.
Joe, like, no, Gavin's not
Gavin's
an employee.
Be fine.
No, no, but he bowed out. Well, no, I guess he didn't because he was on, the fuckface mm-hmm. one, who took over the Let's Play channel.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I assume Joel. I assume Jeff is just gonna retire. He's probably just done.
Probably.
He's like, I'm too old to try to start another company or something like that. Or he might try to invest. I mean, who knows how much he made from that.
That's true, and he may have had money from when they sold out.
Yeah, so he might just try to invest in somebody else's, but I don't see him doing anything, because he doesn't stream. Like, yeah. It's not like he's a prevalent person. He's just a guy who does the videos on the YouTube channel and whatever website they have.
Yeah,
I've been looking at their website to see when they're going to start doing a clearance sale on everything.
Everything. So, yeah, I hear their... Warner Brothers Discovery is shopping their high profile properties, so like Red versus Blue,
mm-hmm.
Ruby, Genlock. I don't think Genlock's gonna get picked up, but I do think,
or like
the
Ruby.
Last, I don't know what's gonna happen with the last season of Red versus Blue either.
Oh, because it's not finished.
It never came out. So that's something I need to look into.
Could be abandoned.
It could be abandoned, and then
because from what I've also heard is Warner Bros. Was like, this isn't making us any money. That's why they're shutting them down.
Yeah, and then like Bernie had come back to write the last season of Red versus Blue, mm-hmm. which I don't think he had done since season like 7.
Yeah, yeah, that's why like it just might be shelved and just forgotten about.
Yeah,
because Warner Brothers is not gonna give a shit about it.
No, if they can sell it, then it's cool. But if they can't, then it's just gonna.
Mm-hmm.
Go away forever, and all I'll have is my DVDs.
Yep.
Because it'll probably disappear.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Unless they just abandon
them. Can
they
archive them and just leave everything up?
I mean, that's the only thing that they can do.
I mean, who gets paid for that? Does it get paid?
Where does that check go?
Where does that check
unless go? It's just Warner Brothers is just going to continue getting the checks from it.
Yeah.
But they just abandon the channel. Like, mm-hmm. nobody's going to have it. Because, I mean, that's the thing with Michael.
Yeah, that dog bark. Dog bark's dead.
Yeah. They have 2 months.
They got to try again.
If that.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to try? Like, who's... I just don't know. I don't see... I can see some of them going to another channel as talent, but I just don't see...
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
The only other thing is, that, like, it's a package deal. Like... Those four,
yeah, well,
go
Fredo,
to a different
Fredo
channel.
Fredo streams for fun, but he also used to do the stream grind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do the streaming grind again.
Who?
Alfredo Diaz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, That's why, that's the only thing, like, if they went to, like, not take hang time, for example.
Yeah.
Because they bought their own brand back from Rooster Teeth to be like, yeah, we're not, whatever. Yeah. If hang time has a slash channel with somebody else and they're all the same entity, it's yeah. just under their umbrella. Yeah. That's the only way I can see, because I don't see those guys melding. I mean, I guess they could meld with anybody else, but they've built years of a...
I mean, they have an audience.
Their own personality.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they have an audience. I mean, just, the audience isn't willing to pay anything.
I didn't care for the first... Like, they offered nothing.
Like I said, I didn't watch anything. First, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we're not putting Ruby... On first, we're gonna it's gonna Crunchyroll for like 12 months, and then it'll come to first. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't care.
I never went to their site. Like, they didn't. Their site wasn't friendly. Like, I don't watch it on my computer.
Yes,
I either stream it on the TV.
Yeah,
or maybe on my phone at some point. But like, so they never had an app.
That
good one worked.
Correct.
They were all shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't.
I had the Rooster Teeth app on my phone, and it was garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then for even for, like, Roku or something, they didn't have anything. Yeah. They had something, but it sucked.
Yeah. And they failed. Even acknowledged that in a podcast. I think they're like, we're working on them, guys. We know they're awful.
But they didn't work on them.
No.
No. Yeah, it was just, I was like, I'm not going to have my laptop with me every time to watch this stuff, so I'm not... I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, it's and lit 21 years ish.
Yeah.
20 years.
Through a lot of other controversies and other shit storms. And
a lot of those controversies hurt. They definitely paved the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was the, you know, bad work environment controversy.
Yep.
The racist controversies. The guy cheating on his wife controversy.
Yeah, they.
I don't know what Joel's controversy was.
Oh, I mean...
I can't remember.
Other than being a little bit batshit crazy, he was the only right-winger in a left-wing.
Was he?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh.
He was, like, crazy.
Storm the Capitol crazy?
Yes. And actually storm it, not, like, go in there and take selfies.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean,
I don't even know what happened to Adam, the guy who did videos with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to him. He seemed cool. I don't know. He might not have been cool.
Yeah.
I know.
Apparently, yeah, toxic environment, not as inclusive as they
set
presented.
Out to be. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just very disappointing.
Yeah, and then the content kind of just went downhill.
I think we also aged out of their target audience.
That's also true, except they're the same age.
Yes, they're... Actually, I think they're just a little younger than we are, but yeah.
Well, not the original.
Not the originals. The originals are
older than us. We're probably the same age. Well, no, yeah, you're right, because Michael would be younger than us. Some of them were. And then they tried to get younger people, like BK and...
Joe
and Bliz.
Yeah.
And some of those others... I don't know how well they melded with the older people as well. Jack, I think, was the only one that could get along with everybody.
I'm still waiting for his controversy.
To see what the hell he's done.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for it, man.
I don't know. He might be the only one that
God, I hope so. But
Bernie didn't have a controversy.
That's true. Bernie didn't have a controversy.
I think Bernie got out of the company before it became a bad environment.
Bernie knew. He's like, he knew.
I had to have. But especially with what happened with Mia? LeVar Burton's daughter.
Yeah.
Is it Mia?
Yeah.
Mia?
Or,
No. Not necessarily.
Mika. Mika Burton. Mika Burton.
Yeah.
Burton.
Mia is a different... They used to work there, I think.
I don't know.
Yes,
there was a Mia that worked at Rooster Teeth. Yes.
They cycled so many through there. Now, granted, all of the minority
recycled faster because of, once again, the controversy that popped up.
Yeah. I don't know why they hired that. I know why they hired that Mia.
I don't even know what she looks like or who she
looks. Don't even worry about it. Don't even look it up.
Okay.
Let's just say she was famous for three things.
Oh, you're talking about Gavin's girlfriend?
No, that's Meg.
Meg. Because she does the OnlyFans stuff.
I don't even pay attention to any of that shit. No, the Mia was a legitimate...
Corn star?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I remember her.
She did, like, sports ball with Tyler and things like that.
I don't even know who Tyler is. Yeah. No. So. No, Meg does the... She does the OnlyFans stuff. Now, granted, I don't think she does, like, corn stuff. I think it's just cosplay OnlyFans stuff. Okay,
but no.
But yeah. Yeah, you didn't know.
No, I don't pay attention to any of that shit.
Well, it's also when they did the couples night thing, because it was Gavin and her and whoever else, and then all this other stuff, and then
it was probably them on the podcast. And Always Open, and I didn't listen to Always Open.
Probably that too. But yeah,
no, I don't.
That's why she also quit there, because she was, you know, gaining more traction with just the cosplay.
Yeah, yeah, and the modeling stuff. But like I said, I didn't pay attention.
I mean, Lindsay does the cosplay modeling stuff too.
Yep.
She also has does like
voice acting stuff.
Yeah. I think her and Michael both have an OnlyFans.
I could see Michael doing one just for the fucking fun of it.
Yeah, I don't know what his content is, and I don't know what Lindsay's is either. Probably cosplay stuff. Yeah. I don't know what Michael's would be. But I'm sure...
Thirst traps.
Unless he was just fucking around, because that's what Michael does
on
his streams. Is like, I don't know, he might have one, he might not, I don't know.
Because remember, he got like super in shape and stuff for a while, so... It's probably Michael thirst traps.
Probably.
Just for the...
Yeah,
for
just
the
like shit. Posing with his shirt off.
Yeah. Because he can.
I could see it. I mean, if I had a body, I guess I'd try it too. Because, you
would,
know,
I would get not. Paid. I would not. Nope. I'm out.
Yeah. You could do feet. Feet finder. Do some feet pics.
My feet are gross.
That could be somebody's kink. You never know. Anyway, Rooster Teeth, dead. Probably last. What is it? Came out this month, March. So March, April, May.
They're not even. April 1st is their anniversary date. They won't even be able to make a video for it.
It might be a farewell. Like, all right.
I think they already did their farewell, but they had a video that was like a farewell video that like everybody
really?
Had a mic. Yeah, and I was like.
On First or on YouTube?
It was on YouTube, and I was like,
what?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
And I saw it, and I was like, oh, man, I know, like, a bunch of those people. And I'm like, who the fuck are these kids?
Anybody behind the scenes, you're never going to see. I mean, like, I'm surprised. Oh, yeah, not our goodbye stream. So, 6 days ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I haven't watched that one. Mainly because I don't think Rooster Teeth actually pops up on my YouTube. It's more of the Let's Play stuff.
Yeah, which they haven't shown up in my active feed on YouTube for a while, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's one with Jeff Ramsey responds to Rooster Teeth shutdown. Oh, but this is probably from that stream.
Yeah, so it was like a...
2 hour thing?
Yeah, and Jeff talked for like probably 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, yeah, who knows who half of these people are. Probably just production people, though.
I hope so.
Because Jaren only became more front of camera, but not really front of camera in the past, you know, maybe year, something like that. Because they've always like, Jaren's gonna have fun editing this one.
Yep. Oh, I know why it's not in there. I'm not subscribed to them anymore.
Rooster Teeth?
Yeah. Or Let's Play.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense.
And I just wasn't about to do the whole First thing for Dog Bark premium content.
No, it's not worth $10 a month.
Is it up to 10?
Or was it $10 a year? I don't know. $10 every 6 months. I don't know.
I don't remember either.
It wasn't. The first I was paying was not a lot.
Five. It was like $5.
Yeah.
It is $5. So like $20 a year or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. And I just paid it 1 year at a time. Mm-hmm. Just boom, bang, done. But, yeah, no. End of an era.
It is. It's weird. But, like, they haven't been doing the content that I care for.
Right. And, like I said, I haven't watched anything legitimately in, like, 2 years.
I'd catch the Let's Play stuff if it intrigues me. Like, they do, like, they've been doing the Mud Driver game. Or the snow runner game where it's a trucker and you're getting cargo to other places. It's whatever.
Okay.
Jeff has been playing it and all this, and then they let Gavin. It's like you could be co-op having four people play the game.
Yeah.
Or I think this last one was they got. I didn't even watch it, but it was like two other people that don't actually do the podcast with them or game channel with them,
mm-hmm.
let them play it while they just talked. So it's kind of like a podcast while you're watching somebody play a game.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I tried to see if they made a podcast out of it, but Rooster Teeth hasn't uploaded anything on their podcast, so I don't know if they're doing their podcast even.
Hmm. Yeah, because they said their podcasts were going to still keep going, but then
this happened.
Yeah.
And then I guess because Michael. I don't think he's been doing his podcast. Whatever it was called. Off Topic.
Face Jam? Or Off Topic and Face Jam.
I don't remember Face Jam.
Face Jam was their food one.
Oh, okay. But Off Topic quit when they quit and just became Dog Bark.
Yeah.
But I was like, you could... Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want to do. Let's see. My podcast. Yeah, the RT Rooster Teeth one was March 4th where they did Camp Camp Pod Pod. So I was like, okay, they haven't said anything on their podcast. Or they may not.
Yeah.
Since it's March 4th and it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So. That's true. Anyway, we'll see what happens with everybody. I mean, that's why I try to look at their live streams when they stream to see if they're going to talk about where they're going or what's going on. Because that's the only way to get real insight, because everybody's trying to be like, hey, so this is happening. And they'll kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
John Reisinger.
Reisinger, the Reismonger.
Yeah. I don't know what he's been doing, but, I mean, he had a stream going, about to be jobless or something like that. So yeah. I didn't catch it at the beginning where they probably actually talked about things. But so far, everybody's just streaming going, yeah, I'm out of a job in a month or two or whatever. Jeez. So, we'll see. I need to actually watch that one you were talking about. It didn't pop up on my stuff, so I'll have to watch it in segments because it's 2 hours long.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah. Anyway, you got anything else?
No, you know. No. Nerd stuff, you know. Sad stuff. Halo season finale is next week, so that should be exciting.
Can't believe we're actually still watching it.
I will. I will watch it to the end. To be mad about it.
To be mad.
And not talk about it on the internet with my keyboard fingers, but with my mouth.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
See you later.
Yep, have a good one.
Bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.